There is a mole right at the top of British intelligence. He's been there for years.
For 25 years, we've been the only thing standing between Moscow and the Third World War.
I know that it is one of these men. All I want from you is one code name. Tinker. Tailor. Soldier. Spy.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not British, I've never read John le Carré's original spy novels, and I never saw the original miniseries from the 1980s. I imagine these are the reasons why I'm not wild about the new adaptation of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. The movie tells the story of a retired spy who's brought back into the game to root out a mole in British intelligence. Like the novel, it's told out of sequence, much in flashbacks and memories. It's quite hard to follow at times, but those who are fans of the book shouldn't have a problem at all. But there are some great elements to the film. The cast is superb, and the look and feel of the movie perfectly captures that of the 70s. It also manages to realistically present the art of espionage, that is to say, with a lot of people sitting around listening to or watching other people. It's not a James Bond or Bourne film in the least, and that's refreshing in many ways. Though not perfect, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.